Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Here We Sew Again, the podcast where three sewists from different backgrounds discuss all things sewing. I'm Amanda Carestio.
I'm Meg Healy.
And I'm Kate Seinhard.
Welcome, y'all. I thought before we jumped in to the podcast that we should do a little bit of celebrating because this is officially our 26th episode, which means a year of Here We Sew Again.
Yay! Wow. Time goes so fast. It feels like yesterday.
Yeah, I can hardly believe it's been that long.
I know.
So funny because it feels like yesterday, but also just a continuation of what we were doing before. So yeah. I don't really know like when that break was. So could be a year, could be four. Either way, we're still having fun.
You just have to look at the episode
exactly.
numbers.
Assuming we can keep track of that.
Yes, well,
it happens. So today on the podcast, we are talking about how to make time for sewing when life gets busy, which is something we are all experiencing right now. So it felt like a great topic. Thanks, Meg. So we'll discuss that. And then, as always, we'll share a little bit of something in our Sew Inspo segment as well. And before we get to chatting, how are y'all?
Doing well. Very, very busy.
So busy. Yeah.
I feel like I have no time ever. Well, I'm actually thinking about it. I do want to apologize to our listeners for missing our last episode. Yeah. We ran into a scheduling issue where we could not find a time where we could all get together in time to actually get the episode edited and up. So please forgive us. We love you. And we dropped the ball and we're sorry.
Hence the topic of
exactly.
this.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. It's weird for me. It's like I'm busy, but I'm not I've been watching a lot of TV because Jay has just been a little Velcro baby lately. He got his first round of shots and that he was just so clingy. He wouldn't be settled down and kind of made him I've just been insanely busy. I'm sitting in my studio right now and I can't even remember the last time I actually sat down in here. I think it was the last time we recorded or something and I sat down. It's been nice.
That's how it is. Well, we're doing well over here. I've been sewing a lot, prepping for kind of the second round of summer shows with my little small biz. And also fitting in some, I did make my husband some linen shorts for Father's Day. So Oh, go me.
Nice.
Awesome. So making time for some personal projects as well. But it definitely feels already like the summer is blowing by, which I guess probably just happens.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. What pattern did you use for his shorts?
I used the Fremantle pants by LB Textiles.
Oh, and you just shortened them.
And I've done nice. It's kind of my standard for him. I've made him, yeah. I don't know how many pairs of pants, and I think this might have been the third pair of shorts, but I did like a solid green linen blend for him. And yeah, he loves them. So it was nice. It was nice.
Awesome.
That's nice.
It feels mm-hmm. really good to like still be able to fit some of those things in. You know, because yeah, I still like have so many summer clothes for myself, but like the sewing for family is kind of the thing that I'm more focused on fitting into my business sewing now than making more things for me. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Besides, everything you make for your business could be for you.
I was just about to say that. Like, if I need something new, I'll just go shopping in my stock of things that I've made, because there's always the threat of me just keeping everything. Always. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
because I'm sure you keep them all, like, separate. Like, there's, like, a – and you keep them all together. You're just like, oh, I'll take this one, put this in my
I do. And then I like, I have favorites, and then I go to shows and people like, I'll see them looking at the thing that I was secretly wanting to keep, and I'll be like, don't do it. Don't do it. But then of course, if they do, I'm not sad. But it happens every time. Oh, that's so
funny. You're like,
it happens every time. The thing I was going to keep for myself sells. So, but it's really not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, it's different with your business because everything you make is like, it's so unique, and like, I know, I'm sure you have like more than like one of a kind, but like, so
yeah,
it's like one thing I could see could be very special, and you're like, oh
yeah, like they're definitely like the one-offs.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the one-offs are
so mm-hmm. yeah, but it's,
well, I never get attached to individual bars of soap, so
no. Do you have enough soap personally? Like, probably.
I usually use the, so when I cut the loaves, there are a couple of short little pieces at the end,
and I usually end up using
those. Yeah, uh-huh. I try not to use too much of the actual soap that I could be selling. Yeah,
exactly.
So,
uh-huh.
And then sometimes I'll do a test batch to try out a new swirl or a new fragrance or something, and then I get to use those.
I bet you're like, I feel like the trick there would be like anybody's birthday or like teacher gift or like neighbor gift. I'd be like, have some soap.
You know, I have a not hard and fast, but fairly severe rule that I do not give away soap.
Yeah.
Even as gift, they're like, my brother-in-law asked for a bar for his birthday, so I'm going to give him that because his birthday was 2 weeks ago and I did not actually successfully give him a present on time. So I'll give him that because I feel guilty. But generally the rule is, no, I'm selling the soap. I don't give the soap away.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Way to stay strong.
Unless someone asks specifically, or is that the rule?
No soap for you.
Well, unless I'm feeling super, super guilty about not getting my brother-in-law a birthday present.
Oh. You can always just give away the ends. That's true. You described it as like the loaves. I was like, that's so, you have those like end loaves of the bread that are just like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like little skinny things. And I actually, I don't like the thought of giving those away because they're the only way I get to use my soap.
Oh, for sure.
Sometimes. Oh, right. So I'm kind of possessive about them, actually. It's like, this is mine. And then sometimes I go in and I see that Mark has been using one in the shower, and I'm like, you're using it up too fast.
Oh, God.
I really like this one.
I've been starting to use a shampoo bar instead of like in like a bottle. Uh-huh. I went to Lush and I got like, and it's so cool. It's like you lather up this little like puck and it's like turns into like a shampoo lather.
Yeah. It's neat. I've got some of that.
Oh, you do? Do you mm-hmm. make that sort of stuff too?
No, I don't make it. I literally have a bar of the Lush up in my shower.
Oh yeah. I think that's so cool. Yeah, but I had to specifically tell Julian, do not, this is not soap, because it's like, you know, in the shower, there's like where right, all the soap hangs out. And I was like, do not use this on your body.
Right. This
is I mean, he probably could. He's extremely hairy, so he could do shampoo. Oh, it's so funny when Baby Jay like lays on Julian for like tummy time or like skin to skin. When I pry him off, it's all this chest hair in his hand.
That like happens. Billy's the same way.
So much.
And there was one, I think it was Ruby. She would always just like, it's like a little baby like monkey, you know, like grabbing on.
Yeah.
And he just had this like patch where there was no chest hair left.
Yes. Exactly. It's so funny. He just, when I pick him up, he just grabs on. I'm like, sorry, Julian. Oh, wow. Our tangents get so sideways sometimes.
That was a good one, though, because I hadn't thought about that in years. That, so that thank you.
Yeah, funny. It's all those the little things that you just like giggle about when you have like a newborn. Yes. It's like so cute. Oh,
love it.
Well, let's jump into Sew What's New, because this is like really the only part of sewing that I'm indulging in lately is looking at and buying sewing patterns. I have bought so many sewing patterns. It's just the only way I can engage. It's just I buy them and then I print them and then I like have them planned and they're like one day I'm like, you know, feeding Jay on my phone. So I'm always, I found a great one yesterday and I'll share that. And I already have it printed. It's like literally already printed and it's on my, it's, I told Julian, I need to start having at least like an hour a day, like just give me an hour in my studio a day. Now that Jay's starting to have a bottle, I just pump like for a bottle for him. So hopefully, you know, I'll get inspired by this show and I'll get some tips on how to better make some time. But Amanda, why don't you start? Let's hear about your new pattern.
Sure. That you're excited about. I knew about this pattern company. I haven't yet done any put together any of their patterns. But the Somar Camisole by Paradise Patterns caught my eye. And I think it is relatively new. And it's a really basic knit spaghetti strap cami. And there's a long length and a short length and a built-in bra option. So I
love.
Yeah, it's like super basic, but I could definitely see that going well with all of my like high-waisted linen skirt and pants. And also being like perfect for summer with the built-in bra. So I might have to give it a try. I have some knit fabric and it looks like it's probably a pretty quick sew.
Mm-hmm. I like the thick bind. Like it's almost has like a retro feel to it. Like the sample made in like the white and the beige is so cute. Oh, I love this pattern. Yeah. It's very cute.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So caught my eye. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. I was going to say Paradise Patterns. I was like, that sounds familiar. I have their like kind of infamous Hallen dress pattern that they make don't they? That like low back one. Yeah. Cause I have that pattern. I just haven't made it yet. That's what I was like. That sounds so familiar.
That was like last summer, right? When.
Yeah. That was like the pattern of last summer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Anyways. Sorry, Kate, to cut you off. I was like, oh, I just remembered.
Oh, no. No problem at all. I was just going to say, I know that I set aside an email that I got about a pattern that I liked. I cannot find it right now. I should have looked at it before we were actually recording the podcast. And so I am just going to sit back quietly and save it for next time. Sounds good.
Sounds good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I have two. Well, I technically have like a million because I like literally bought so many patterns. I bought like the new, both new releases from Helen's Closet. And I already have them printed out. It was their, the June pants and the Cassidy wrap top. But I'm going to make the Cassidy wrap top first since it's like, you know, breastfeeding friendly. Totally. I need more wrap tops and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I already have that printed out and I just love it. It's so cute. Again, it goes with like high-waisted items, like super easy. And I already have like my Nini culottes, so I won't make the June pants quite yet, but I need to prioritize like breastfeeding friendly tops. Like it's, yeah, really need more summer clothes. It's like I've been wearing my envelope dresses because I haven't had time to make more. And it's like when I need to feed them, I just have to take the entire dress off. I'm like, I need to make more things or like add buttons or something. But so that's one that I really, really like, that top. Mm-hmm, and
me too.
This is one I saw the Instagram account Fabric Scraps. They made one and I was in love with this jumpsuit. And then it was a new release from Deer and Doe Patterns. It's the eucalyptus jumpsuit. And I fell in love with it. I was like, this is perfect because it's breastfeeding friendly. It's buttoned up, but it has this amazing back detail that is so cute that I love, where it's elasticated, but it's like open at the back. So it's like a top flap at the back and it's just like super cute. It's, so it's like almost like a peekaboo, and they have like one with short sleeves and like shorts. So I'm going to make the short sleeve and shorts one, so like a little romper. So I'm going to start like tiling that today because I just got so excited about it. It's just like so cute. It's like a camp shirt jumpsuit with like this cute trendy back. So I'm like really excited about this pattern.
Yeah, that's really cute.
It's super cute. It's kind of like a little throwbacky.
Like there's something kind of vintagey about it. I think it's just the silhouette with the collar and the super wide leg.
Yes.
It's kind of 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feels a little beach pajama-y to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And it could like, if you made it in a like a linen or like a stiff cotton, it would totally have a different vibe than if you were to make it in like a flowy fabric. Mm-hmm. Like it could be dressy. So I'm hoping I can like start to sew something soon, because I can tile a pattern with Jay like wrapped up for me, but I can't get close enough to my sewing machine with like a baby in between so that I can like accurately sew. So I can tile and cut, but I can't actively sew with, you know, while baby wearing. So hopefully I can convince Julian, because I was like, I need more clothes, which I have never been in a position of needing clothes. Like, yeah, maybe my entire life, but right now I need more things that I can wear that I can whip out a boob quickly. And so this just got me so excited.
Mm-hmm. Good finds.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. So shall we take a quick break and come back for our main segment? Let's do it.
Let's take a break.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up.
Okay, it is main segment time. This topic is near and dear to my heart and all of our hearts at the moment, it sounds like, because sometimes it can be hard to make time for sewing. It's just a fact of life. I feel like it probably ebbs and flows for everyone. Some moments feel like you've got a good bit of time to dedicate to sewing, and some periods you just cannot make any time for it at all. And I think that's just part of the sewist experience. So I wanted to start with just kind of getting a baseline for everybody here. Like, what did your sewing time look like before you didn't have time for it anymore? Be that a new baby, a new job, 47 jobs, life juggling, whatever it was that kind of initiated this period of feeling like you had less time.
Well, for me, as you all may or may not know, I think you know, I was basically unemployed for about 2.5 years before I recently started this new job. And I was doing various things to keep myself entertained, like starting my soap business, that sort of thing. But I really had kind of a lot of just time because I didn't have anything that I specifically needed to be doing at any given point in time. And I may or may not have chosen to sew in those moments, but if I wanted to sew, I had the time. And so this has been a big change for me. And I'm kind of frustrated because at this point, I've got a pair of pants sitting next to me that are all done except the hem. And the hem, they're linen pants. It doesn't need to be hand stitched or anything. I literally need to press the hem and stitch it down. And it's been about, 2 weeks that they've been sitting there waiting for me to decide that I had the time or the energy to hem a pair of pants. And that's really like bugging me because like it's a hem. Mm-hmm.
I know.
But I just haven't done it. So that's kind of where I am right now.
Well, it's the plugging in the iron, the threading the machine.
Yeah.
It's like it's all
opening
those,
the ironing board.
It's all those things like that all are all a part of a hem.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, what was the question again? What did sewing time?
Yeah. What was it like before the baby?
Oh my gosh, what?
You don't remember,
oh
probably.
Honestly, it's so like, I can't even remember like feeling pregnant. It's so weird. I was laying there the other day and I was like, I don't remember what it feels like being pregnant. And it was only like, what? He's going to be 11 weeks this week, which it seems, oh, time flies, but it's like, I don't even remember. For like, I look fondly back on it, just like on a whim or just like a night sewing or in the morning. My job was sewing too. So I was just kind of for work and when I wanted to sew, what I wanted to sew, I would just do it because I didn't have, you know, a baby to take care of. But so that was nice. But I mean, my days are fulfilled. I mean, just as much with love. So it's not even that I do miss it, but I mean, like I said, it's going to be fun to find more time and find that joy and creativity back again. But yeah, it looked a lot different for sure.
Well, and for me too, like I'm really enjoying my new job. It's really interesting
work.
It's fun to do. I like the people. I'm not like regretting it or anything like that. I do feel very fulfilled by it. But you know, you have that moment where you're like, there's this thing that's been this huge part of my life, and I feel like I just don't have that moment for it. And so while I'm not unhappy with the way my life is going right now, I do feel like there's that little mm-hmm. thing that I would like to, I would like to fix about how it's running right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sorry. Had to tack on to Meg's Meg's fulfilling life, mm-hmm. but yeah. still desiring some
yeah.
kind of
yeah.
thing. How about you, Amanda? Well, how's it going
for
you?
I was thinking about this, and I feel like, you know, there was a point like 3 or 4 years ago when I was just sewing so much for myself. And
yeah.
I loved yeah. it. It was mm-hmm. so much fun. I bought a lot of fabric. I yeah. made a lot of things. I was doing a lot of evening sewing because I was out of the house, you know, the full day in the office. So evening mm-hmm. was kind of my time. And it was usually after the kids went to bed. And at some point, I feel like I just couldn't do that anymore. Like staying up late and yeah. sewing is just not really feasible for me anymore. Unless I've got like a really hard deadline or a show coming up. Like I'll do a late night, but I can't do it like I used to. Like I just don't feel the motivation to do it after I've kind of like chilled out a little bit and then I'm ready for bed. And then I also think that I would do like longer sewing sessions, like 2 hours plus regularly, and just get a bunch done in a solid chunk of time. And again, that's not really what phase I'm in anymore. Like, I think I've switched from those longer sessions because I just like, I don't know, I can feel my body like at a point of like 2.5 hours and I'm like, okay, I'm done. Or I need mm-hmm. to take like a big, you know, half a day and take a break and do something else. Cause I don't know, my back gets sore, my hands get tired. And I don't know. It's working for me. I've just noticed that it's different than it used to be with those like long late night sewing sessions. Not happening anymore as much. Uh-huh. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Speaking of that and thinking about like time of day, where are you guys at? Do you feel like, I mean, sometimes you just need to sew when you have time for it. So you make it work, whether it's mm-hmm. the morning, the afternoon, or the evening. But do you feel like you're better at a certain time of day, or you feel like you're more inclined to sew? Because I've kind of been, I used to not be a morning sewist, and now that's like kind of my favorite time.
Yeah.
I'll talk a little bit about how I've changed my schedule up recently, but like early on a Saturday morning, on a Sunday morning, if the kids are just chilling out, watching a show, if they go to martial arts on Saturday morning. So sometimes that's a good time for myself or for me to like just get in and do some work. But I feel like that's new for me. How about y'all?
You know, I actually was thinking as you were talking, this might be part of my issue because I am sort of by nature a daytime yeah. sewist. Not necessarily morning, not necessarily afternoon. I can do both. But I spent a lot of my youth sewing, you know, on an literally 8-to-5 schedule. Mm. And so that's kind of sewing time.
Yeah.
And I think I've never been like, I'm not a very active at night person. I like to be like sitting on yeah. the couch and like maybe cross stitching, something like that, but something that doesn't require a whole lot of brain and a whole lot of moving around. And so I think that might be part of my problem is that that's kind of the time I have mm-hmm. right now. And that's not really the time when I'm inclined to sew. So maybe I need to be focusing harder on the weekends. But my weekends are also packed full of various yeah. things. So that runs into, that's where I run into problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love a morning. So I was always sewing in the day because it was like part of yeah. work. And then I also love an evening sew, like with, you know, a glass of wine. Like I love like a chill evening sew. But I recently, when I started doing a lot of morning sewing. And I remember even in the loft on the weekends before Julian got out of bed, like I would just have my morning coffee and like sew when the like light came mm-hmm. in. And like it was before you even mm-hmm. started your day, you just like get something done or make something for that day. And I love a morning sew, but I'll have to get back to those because the morning with a big yeah. like mornings are very he's very needy in the morning. Gotta get mm-hmm. changed and fed, and I need to get changed and fed and everything. And yeah, but I'm thinking I need to go back to either I like an evening soap because he's now settling into a better schedule. Like the first, you know, 2 months, he's almost coming up 3 months. It's very like, you know, there's no day and night. It's just like it's like one long day. But now he's starting to get his days and nights like a bit better. He's sleeping longer at night. So we have this nice schedule where we, you know, give him a bottle at 7 and then bath and bedtime by 8. And we put him in his crib and have the baby monitor in. And I was like, oh, that's perfect. And then I go to bed and, you know, then we kind of get him up and feed him before I take him into his bassinet. So there's like a good 3 hours. But then I'm like, my studio's right next door to the nursery.
There's that.
My industrial serger literally shares a wall with the crib. I'm like,
oh, God. No.
I was like, oh, I could do that. But, oh, I'll have to see. Maybe I'll have to bring a sewing machine down to the sunroom or something. I was like, oh, I could do that. But maybe I'll have to turn his noise machine up a little more. Or maybe I'll get him used to the humming exactly. of a nice industrial surgeon. Right. But maybe I'll have to try doing, because he's going down for a bigger afternoon nap when usually I also go down for a nap. So maybe I'll try and schedule in those. But I long for the days that I'll be a morning sewist again, because I really, yeah. really, I loved a morning sew session.
Yeah, I think it, for me, it can go either way. Like some mornings I wake up and I come down here to yeah. sew and I'm like so slow and like my body's not awake yeah. yet. And sometimes I'm like really get a lot done, but it's kind of hit or miss. But I'm feel like I'm trying to train myself to do the mornings more. Because it's a nice little chunk of time. What about the mm-hmm. what about the time question? Are you in the past, have you been more long sessions or shorter intervals? What are you now? Has that changed over time?
I tend to be a longer sewer session sewer, because when I'm in the groove, I want to keep with it until the groove is done, yeah. uh-huh. Because that part of it is I struggle with some motivation, and so when I actually get started on something, I'm like, I need to keep working on this until either it's done or I am not in a good place anymore to be sewing, which happens. You know, you get to a point where it's like, oh, I just serged the wrong the wrong sides together or something, and I need to pick out the serging. I do not have it in me to pick out the serging right now. I'm putting this down and walking mm-hmm. away. But mostly I like to do longer sessions if I can. And, you know, I'm lucky enough as somebody who does not have children that I usually can do those longer sessions when I get started. And a lot of times I won't start sewing unless I do have
yeah.
right.
a significant amount of time to work yeah. on it. And maybe that's something I need to work on, is accepting that sometimes it's going to be, you can do 2 seams and that's all you're going to do today.
That's exactly what I'm struggling with right now. Like even reading this question, it's because in, you know, before baby, I hated sewing something that I couldn't fit, mm-hmm. like sit down and finish. I love mm-hmm. like, you know, I would sew like 5 things in a day. I love just like getting stuff and like feeling the instant gratification of a complete garment. So I'm like, well, what's the point of like going to my studio and sewing if I can't leave the studio with something made? Like I need to actually change my mind, because I'm not going to have like 5 hours to sew. I'm going to need to break out these little pockets and enjoy the act of sewing, not the, you know, not the
gratification.
Exactly. So that's, I think that's where I actually need to like shift my mindset. I didn't think about it until like when I started looking at these questions, and exactly what you're talking about too. It's like just being okay with just maybe completing a portion or this construction detail and being mm-hmm. like, all right, now that's like, it's like, I'm even like anxious thinking about it now, but it's like, I want to like sew this complete jumpsuit in like a day. And I was like, Meg, your life is not like that anymore.
Right. Well, and it's things like I have like, once you actually start sewing, okay, whatever, I can, in theory, I can walk away at any point. But it's like, if I'm going to sit down to cut something out, I want to get it all cut out in one session. I don't want to have to come back and cut more. I hate cutting anyway, so I want it done. And if I can get the serging done too, so that, you know, the fun part can start, then that's better. But that might need to be, well, no, I'm not sure I can let that one go. I'm really not sure I can let that go. I might just have to plan sewing for the weekends or cutting for the weekends, because I just can't wrap my head around doing cutting in stages.
Mm, yeah. I definitely like to cut in sessions. And I think I learned this from Meg too, like plan to cut a few things out at a time and just have them ready, because I feel like a lot of times the cutting, like getting motivated to cut something out, is just so much harder for me than like getting motivated to sew something. So if I've already got something cut, it's a lot easier for me to get into my sewing space.
Yeah,
I think there's probably, you know, and I'm thinking about this too, and like so much of how and why I'm sewing has changed, that it could be that how I sew now has, it's changed because what I'm sewing is different. I'm not sewing for myself. Like having that motivation to finish something in a single session is not really there for me anymore, because it's not for me anyway. So it's not like I'm going to pop it on. Mm-hmm. But I also think that, I think I was like that before, and I think because of that, I was choosing, we've talked about this quite a bit, choosing basics, choosing things that were on repeat that I knew I could sew quickly, because I did need that instant gratification. Wasn't really reaching for more involved projects that would take more sewing sessions. Because that's just what I needed at my life, in my life at the time. Let's talk about the obstacles now. And I think there's the obvious ones with jobs and babes and families and summer things, like having summer, fun,
like the weather,
going outside occasionally.
Fresh air.
Do you think that is it time? Is it motivation? Is it both? Like what's kind of keeping you from your space?
It's both for me, for sure. Just having all of a sudden, you know, that 8 or 9, if you count, you know, like lunch and commutes and that sort of stuff, hours out of my day, suddenly just committed to something else. And then, you know, having to think about all the other things I want to do with my life, you know, making food and playing with the cats and I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, taking naps because I have issues and I need to take naps, and naps are so good. And all of this thing. And so the amount of time that's actually available is generally short and not at my ideal time. And then I run into the motivation where this is what, at night I like to sit around and watch TV. Mm-hmm. This is what I do. And, you know, am I really going to not do that so that I can go into the sewing room and sew for a little bit? Well, my motivation says I want to sit my butt on the couch. So I'm struggling with both. And motivation is kind of an ongoing issue for me with sewing anyway. Like, I have lots of inspiration, but actually getting stuff done is harder for me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that's just an ongoing problem. So adding in the sudden lack of time has been just brutal to my sewing practice.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I came into this episode and, like, even the start being like, well, I just don't have time. But it's like, I realize it's, I think it is, I'm lacking motivation. Because there definitely are pockets of time that I can think of, like, that Julian and I are both watching. And it's, like, something I don't really even want to watch. And he's holding the baby anyway. But I'm just sitting there. And I was like, I could go and sew. But it's, like, it's going back to that. Yeah, it's, like, it's going back to... I don't want to just go sew a plaque. Like, I want to, but if I like, you know what, this will get, if we do this every day this week, you're going to have a jumpsuit by the end of the week, not the end of the day. And so I'm just realizing literally in this episode that it's not really I mean, obviously it is time a bit, but it is, the mind shift and the motivation just to like, all right, let's set in just the sleeves today, you know. Julian has the baby. He's watching, you know, a movie that I don't want to watch, but I'm just sitting there on my phone on Instagram, just like watching reels. That's what, like, I usually do when he's watching something that I'm interested in, when I could in reality just go up to my studio. So interesting. Yeah.
And it's not. Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say part of the motivation for me is energy.
Yes.
Yeah. Whether or not I have the energy to do it. And that's the thing. Yeah. It's like it's really easy to sit here on a Sunday morning and be like, oh, yeah, I could totally say, okay, Mark, why don't you play your Switch for an hour, and I'm just gonna go sew, and then we'll convene back here and watch some TV. And when I actually get to that moment, I'm like, I'm so tired. I just want to sit down.
I know.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Amanda.
No, I was just gonna say
I had a thought.
Yeah. I mean, and all of this is to say, like, whether it's time or motivation, like, there's no judgment there. And I think that, you know, if it's, I mean, having gone through having a kiddo, like, it kind of just takes time for that to come back around. And I remember, having to trust that, like, my motivation would come back once I was sleeping better, and like just kind of accepting the period of time for what it was, that like that just wasn't my main focus. But also like realizing that it's a part of what made me feel like a normal human again. And so I needed to make time for it at some point when I was ready. So I feel like, again, it's like, it's kind of cyclical. And it probably just, that's probably just the nature of it, you know?
Because I need to frame it too. It's like the time I need, like, I know I'm gonna feel better. I know I'm gonna feel like I have just some time to myself, and I'll be like, you know, coming out of that little sewing session, I know I'll be less, you know, snippy to Julian, because you know, you can just get like, you know, with postpartum and everything, and you just feel so needed like all the time, and just like literally drained. And just like I feel like a milk bar.
I mean, well, then what's going to happen
and
is,
I know I'll feel, but it's like going to the gym. You always, never regret once you've done it.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and then I feel like what I shifted into after that, after having kids, was like feeling really selfish for taking time to sew things for myself and like all the mom guilt that comes along with that. So just saying, you really can't win, but you got to do for you as well. And if sewing is that thing, then you got to make time for it.
I just need to remind myself, Julian's been golfing like six times since the baby's
born. You need to be timing that. Seriously. You need to be timing how long he's gone, and that's how much time you get in the sewing room.
We can have like a little exchange.
Yes, exactly.
But it's definitely the guilt 100% to Amanda, for
but
sure.
You just have to,
mom guilt,
I don't know, you have to know that like you're gonna come out on the other end feeling better, and maybe that's gonna make you a better mom, because you're not gonna have such a short I don't know. You're not going to be short with your kids. You're not going to be short with your husband. You're going to feel more relaxed. So I don't know.
And more stylist, because you'll have like this new outfit.
And you'll feel better in your clothes.
You'll feel good.
You know, you'll have that like rush of making something new and feeling accomplished.
Yeah.
I mean, all that's important mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. And for Jay to, like, I did a huge haul of baby sewing patterns. Like, I still have, like, so many plans to sew all this, like, stuff for Jay. Because, again, like, I've been saving, like, little scraps. Like, these cute little, like, harem pants. Like, I need to make more of those, too. Because I feel like I've been buying, like, a few clothes. And I just, you know, again, I can't let the guilt get in. It's like, oh, you could have made this. But it's like, Meg, like, you literally, like, have a 3-week-old. You can't, like. I know. Now I can actually allow myself to open up some more time to sewing too. But I know. And see his little smiles on his face when he's wearing a new little outfit from mommy. Oh, I know. He's so sweet. He's smiling.
And just remember, just because you have the skill to make it for him doesn't actually mean you have the bandwidth to make it.
I know.
Yeah. I try to remember that sometimes. Like, yeah. I bought some new clothes for my new job. I don't remember if I mentioned that or not, but I went to Kohl's and bought some clothes, and I was just like, I could make these, and I'm not going to.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, good for you.
Yep.
I think I'm there too. Yeah. How long have I been talking about making, like, some new Ginger jeans, and I haven't gotten to it? Yes. And the thought of it.
It's been a while.
Just not, again, it's like a more involved project too. So I think I'm probably just going to buy some jeans and move on with my life.
I think you okay.
Should. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I just, after that, I kind of just wanted to have a roundtable discussion too, which we've kind of been doing anyway.
Yeah.
Because I have figured out some things lately that have been working for me really well, and I wanted to share those. One is AM sewing. So I'm working full-time remote, and usually I hop on at about 8 a.m. to start my day for that. So if I can get into my sewing room at like 6:45 and sew until 8, like, that's a good little chunk of time. And it's definitely been an adjustment, because I don't know, I haven't been a super duper morning person in the last year or so.
I was like, that's early.
It's so early. But like, that's 7 to 8 time, like, it's really, and it, again, it works because I have a remote job, but like, it is kind of nice to wake up kind of slowly and have coffee. And so,
oh yeah.
And the other thing that I have been doing is lunchtime sewing. Again, this works best for remote, but like, taking 45 minutes or an hour, like, actually taking a lunch, which is sometimes hard to do, but then just sewing, you know, eating something really quickly and then getting like a good 40 minutes to work on some projects. Like, that has actually been, again, it's like a different way to do it, and 40 minutes feels like not a lot of time. But what I do is I set a timer, so I'm not like I'm not spending my energy looking at the clock. I can really focus on what I'm doing because I've got a timer set, and that has really helped me too. Like, make the most of that 40 minutes.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Again, because if I didn't, I'd be like, "What time is it? What time is it?" You know.
Yeah.
So
right. Yeah. How much longer do I have?
Oh, I know.
And stress about that, and instead I just like tune out and turn on the timer. The other thing that I do that is really helped me too is to kind of get to a good spot where I'm set up for next time, so that it's not like, like, I don't have to do the part that I hate the most to get started next time. Instead, I'll tack that onto the end of the sewing session that I'm having. Sometimes it means that I'll go a little bit longer than I had intended to, but I find that that helps a lot, because you don't have to start with a dreaded task like sewing a bunch of buttonholes. Like, I'll try to do that at the end, so that next time it's not a block for me to get started.
That's really smart.
That's been working for me, because what I have been really trying to do, and it doesn't work all the time, is to keep my weekend afternoons and evenings free to be with my family, and not cut into that with the business. Although I have to inevitably take a Saturday afternoon here or there. I do a weekend morning, but everybody's kind of chilling out anyway, so it doesn't feel like I'm missing out on family stuff. And trying to keep that pretty sacred and not touch the weekends as much. But
yeah,
but yeah, it's, I don't know, it's definitely those little sessions in has helped a lot, but it's so different from how mm-hmm. I used to sew. And like, because I'm getting up early, probably too, evenings are just out. I'm like, nope, I cannot. I'm not staying up late.
Yeah.
And getting up early. So anyway, that's been working for me.
Well, as you were talking, I was thinking about this is just on weekends, but my husband tends to get up a couple of hours later than mm-hmm. I do on the weekends. And I usually play video games while he's doing that. But I could very well, you know, come into my sewing room, and that's a good time for me to sew because, you know, mm-hmm. I'm a bit of a morning person. And it would give me probably an hour or two. So I feel like I should maybe try to start encouraging myself to find that time for sure. I think I might see if I can try like early on in the evening, do a, offer my husband an hour on, he's really obsessed with Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom right now. give him some Zelda time and take an hour there if I've got the energy. But I like your suggestions, Amanda, especially about finding, doing the thing that you don't like last mm-hmm. so that you don't have to start with it when you have, when you're going, because if you can start with something that you enjoy doing, then that's going to be easier for sure.
Mm-hmm. And like have the iron already filled with water and like if you need to change thread, like, or serger
definitely
thread, or like
I do that.
Wind the bobbin, thread. Like have it just like ready to go.
I feel like changing my serger thread is always a half hour project because the dang under looper always comes unthreaded on me. Every freaking time.
Oh, no. I'm always like, it takes forever. And then I do it and it's like 2 minutes.
Oh, I know.
And I'm like, why is this such a block for me? I don't understand the serger thread. It's like just looms so big in your mind and it's usually a pretty quick task.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, if it goes like that, then that's great. Exactly. But like I said, so at least some percentage of the time, my underlooper comes unthreaded and I have to rethread it.
Totally.
And try and I have to work with it for like several minutes before it decides that it wants to stick, because it just keeps coming unthreaded over and over and over again. And so so it's like sitting down to change my thread is either going to be, oh, that was no big deal, or oh my God, I can't do anything else now because I am so freaking sick of this. I am walking away because I'm mad at my serger.
You know, I think that's the risk too. Like if you're so strapped for time that like making time for sewing is really hard, but then you do it, there's always the risk that it could make you more frustrated. And I think that's really, maybe that's true of other hobbies too. Like sometimes it's really relaxing and you feel better afterwards. And sometimes it just makes you so mad and things don't
pay. Oh, yeah.
And like usually, like before when I was just sewing for myself, I would like just walk away. And now I kind of have to push through because I have certain things that I need to get done. And I don't always love that. But I think that it is hard to make time for sewing because you know, you could time, you could mm-hmm. get motivated, you could get to your sewing room, and it could just not be like a good sewing day for you. Just happen.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that's risky too, because like if it adds to your general frustration, then it just feels that much worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, to be honest, we were talking about motivation and energy and time and all of these things, but a lot of it comes down to I need to be in the right mood to sew.
Totally.
Like, if I'm in a certain mood, there are certain moods where it's like I going downstairs and starting to sew now is not going to be good and healthy for mm-hmm. me. And or I just don't want to. And if I do, it's a whole thing. If you don't want to do it, you shouldn't be doing it because it's not going to bring you joy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then sometimes I would think it's like, I don't want, but I know once I I'm doing it. I'm gonna like.
Yes, like I'm going to get joy out of doing it once I start doing it. I just have to make myself start doing it. And that's a thing, too. It's like, and who knows which mood you're in, because sometimes you can't even read your own mood like that.
I know.
Sometimes I don't know until I'm, like, in my sewing room trying to sew something and I'm, like, mess up four times mm-hmm. in a row. And I'm like, okay, I need to step away. Maybe I can cut some things out instead, or, you know, because it's... It's just sometimes the odds are not in your favor with sewing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. If I knew like what made for a good sewing day and I could like make that happen for myself, that'd be great. But it's kind of mysterious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like I watched this Instagram. It was like the baby felt like slept all night. Okay, no, the temperature was at exactly this. We put him it was like figuring out that exact science to get that optimal result. He was wearing this sleep sack with the exactly
totally like,
9 minute bath time.
Yeah, like you're gonna try to repeat that scenario. Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna try to repeat that. Sleep is precious. What did we do? Mm-hmm.
Because the one thing you can't control is the baby, and really it comes down to the baby.
Exactly. I know.
But you control whatever you can.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good combo, you guys. And I
that really was. I needed that.
It's definitely like it is I think it's fun to look back to and think about like how were you sewing 3 or 4 years ago? Did it look really different? Were you giving it a different amount of time? Maybe, but maybe your life looked really different then. And so like cut yourself some slack too. Mm-hmm. Yep. In all things.
I like the idea of turning on a timer because it's always good. Like, all right, what time? Like I only have, you know, he's going to be up soon. He's been out like for this long or so, you know.
Because inevitably when I put on a timer, it feels like I have more time. Like I'm always like, did the alarm go off and I missed it but it inevitably feels like I have more time than I would have totally if I was like checking the clock. So try it.
I will.
Yeah, for sure. All right, shall we take a break and come back with our sew-inspo segment?
Mm-hmm.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It is time for our Sew Inspo segment, where we talk about what's giving us our sewing inspiration. I think that we are all probably feeling a little bit inspired to do a little bit more sewing than we have been. Well, at least I am. But let's talk about some specifics, if we can. Amanda, why don't you start us off?
Sure. I'm having a moment with sets. I think it's something I'm trying to, like, bring into my business, like have a couple more options for things that kind of coordinate and go together. But like, I'm seeing a lot of that and just getting so inspired, matching sets. And you guys, you know that I love those because I'm such a separates person and that has not changed. But and like so practical, but like so chic when they're together, but you have so many wardrobe options with them separately, like checks all the boxes for me. Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I love a set too.
Yeah. That reminds me, I should wear my faux jumpsuit to work one of these days.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
my separate jumpsuit. Awesome. Well, how about you, Meg? What's giving you your sew inspo?
Well, all of this, and I'm excited to just, today my goal is to just tile the pattern. I have two patterns that I want to make. It's, I talked about it like so many weeks ago, but it's like the Florence, like it's this casual wrap dress that I got, the Florence dress. So I have that printed out and the eucalyptus jumpsuit. Like I just need to get those done. So the thing is I don't know what fabric to do them in, but that's later. I'll tile them today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I have a pair of pants to hem, and I am bound and determined.
Those same pants
you can
that
do it. Yes. I am bound and determined that I will get those pants hemmed. Like, I want to say today, but I also have a bunch of stuff on my list for today. So, how about by Wednesday? I'll have them hemmed by Wednesday. And then I have the next piece in my, little capsule that I'm still working on. It's like Amanda's Gather shirts based on the Roscoe blouse, and it's embroidered cherries across the yoke and on the sleeves. So it's going to take a while to do because I'll have to do all that embroidering, but what I'm thinking now is just to think of it in terms of steps. Like, okay, I'm going to find some time. I'm going to get it cut out. That's it. Then I'm going to get it serged. That's all I have to do that day.
Yeah.
Do the embroidery. That's all I have to do that day. Mm-hmm. And try to take those little steps, little pieces, instead of thinking about this as a huge project. It's not a huge project. It's just a single step. It's just cutting, it's just searching, it's just whatever. So I'm going to try to think about it in those terms and try to find some time in my evenings and weekends. Probably not next weekend. I've got so much next weekend. Oh my gosh. it's ridiculous, you guys. It's so ridiculous. But yeah, those are my sew inspos. I'm going to make them happen. I'm determined now.
Same.
Good luck to you both.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you. Kate, I'm going to text you on Wednesday.
See if
you hemmed your pants.
Text me on Wednesday. Ask me if I hemmed my
pants. Oh, yeah. Pant check-in.
My pant check-in. And if I don't answer you for the next, 30 minutes, it's probably because I ran to hem my pants so I could write back and say, yes, I hemmed them.
Even better.
Oh, that's funny. Well, with that, Baby J started wailing. I can hear him downstairs. So perfect timing.
Exactly. That was a great episode, y'all.
Perfect. Yeah, I find that was really, really helpful for me. And I really appreciate you guys chatting with me about that because it's been bothering me.
So. Ironically, we had to find the time to even talk.
I know. And that took forever.
Yes, it did.
It does.
Baby steps.
Okay. So. Babies.
All right.
Exactly. All right. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. We appreciate you so much. And until next time, let's sew. Here We Sew Again is produced by Amanda Carestio, Meg Healy, and me, Kate Zinard. Find us on Instagram at Here We Sew Again Pod or email us at herewesewagainpod@gmail.com. Our show website is shows.acast.com/here-we-sew-again. Thanks for listening, and now it's sew time.